Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning, it's Neil here. I am so glad to be with you. I am really excited about our subject today. We are starting a new series called Advance. You know, often when we're preparing series or we're really asking God what he wants us to say, that he'll really put something right into our spirit at the right time to help us move forward. And I have really been excited about this thought. We are going to be looking at lessons from the book of Joshua, actually one of my favorite books. And I believe that over the next coming weeks, God is going to speak into our heart. God is going to speak into our spirit. I believe that there is a word for you. I believe that we truly are going to advance. We're going to move forward corporately and individually. I am so glad that God has an exciting future for every one of us. We have never been called to stay still, to be stagnant, just to get through, just to get past. I believe that God's favor and blessing rests upon his children. So my purpose today is really just to set this up for the next couple of weeks, basically give us a good foundation, lay some scripture that we can then move forward as we go through this book. So let me begin by reading Joshua chapter 6 verses 1 to 7 to you. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, remember that word, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them, sound a long blast on the trumpets. Have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. Verse 7. And he ordered the army, advance. March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. Can I read that to you? That is our scripture for the series. And he ordered the army, advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. I truly believe that this is an assignment from the Lord and a word for us in this season as a local church that God is calling us to advance, to move forward, to go for it. Probably like all of you during COVID-19, I have been so aware of restriction, of confinement, of limitations. I have enjoyed going out for the walks that we could over this last 14 months. But even with that, we were aware that there were things we could do and things that we could not do. But I believe that as we come into this new season, that we can't only look over the past months, but we've got to look forward. And the danger is that we allow what has happened over COVID-19 to restrict us in our thinking, in our attitude, in our possibilities, in our faith steps, that we're allowing what has happened over all these months actually to become a mindset and therefore a restrictor on our future. I said it before, I'll say it again. God's people were never called to stay still. Yes, I do believe there are times, be still and know that I am God. But in this particular time and season, and I feel this burning within my spirit, that my word to encourage you is a word from the Lord that God is telling us as a local church, this is the time to advance. This is the time to be intentional. This is the time to go for it. This is the time to get fresh vision. See fresh opportunities, new possibilities, things that we can do for God. And we need to stir up our spirits. We need to stir up the gift that is within us. We need to look through the eyes of faith with expectation. Now, when you look at the book of Joshua, it's a book of conquest. It is a book of transitions. The children of Israel had wandered for 40 years in that wilderness. They were so close to the promised land, but they had not come into the promised land. They were so close to what God had said was theirs, and yet they had not apprehended, laid hold of it yet. And the scripture that I read to you is very much a transitional text. Things are about to change, but there are some decisions that have to be made. The children of Israel have been on a seemingly holding pattern for 40 years, going round and round and round. And if I can just give you the back story, because I think there are lessons that we can learn from 40 years prior to the scripture which said advance, which is going to help us move forward and not be staying in the place we find ourselves in. You see, when you look at the backstory to the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, we see that there was fear versus faith. To give context, I read from Numbers chapter 13. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We are able. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites, listen to this, a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, by the way, they always have something to say. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there were of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." You know the backstory. Moses has sent out 12 spies under the instruction of God to go and check out the promised land, the land that God has said was theirs. They go to spy out and check out the land, but the Bible tells us that 2 come back with a good report, 10 come back with a bad report. Now, we've got to understand that we walk by faith, not by sight. And even the reports that came back, the children of Israel should have clung not to what they heard, but to what God had already declared. Because God had already said, the land is yours. It was a certain, it was a done deal. But the children of Israel listened to the bad report, the negativity, that we can't do it, and that got into their spirit, and that caused that generation to wander for 40 years. In fact, most of that generation had to die off, and it was the next generation that actually laid hold of the promise. I don't know about you folks, but I want to lay hold of everything that God's got for me. I don't want to miss, because of negativity or lack of faith, the promises of God. Romans 10:17 says, "So that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It's so important that we move forward and advance according to what God says, not what the devil shows. Did you get that? You see, some of you are facing circumstance right now. Some of you are dealing with things right now, and if you went by what you saw with the natural eyes, you would think there is no hope. Whose report will you believe? We choose to believe the report of the Lord. Not what circumstances would say, but what God has already declared over our life. No matter what you're experiencing right now, let's be faithful to the word of God. You see, Numbers 13 is not only a picture of faith, but also what I call the paralysis of fear. Now, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. But I have observed that over these last number of months, even with good spirit-filled Christians, fear has begun to seep into our spirit. It's coming out in our language. It's coming out in our expression. It's coming out in what we think is possible. And it is limiting us. Fear is holding us down, whereas faith always takes you forward. And in number 13, we see here great faith, but we also see incredible fear. Numbers 13:2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men out to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving you. Did you get that? God said, it is yours. He's helping the children of Israel to understand it's better than anything they've seen before. God had already taken them out of the place of Egypt. They'd already overcome that obstacle. Egypt was a place of restriction. It's where the children of Israel, they were known as slaves. It's where they were literally to eat from the leftovers of the Egyptians. They were treated terribly. They had to build buildings with bricks, but they had to collect their own straw. Everything was going against them. But God delivered them from that. And God is saying, I've taken you out of Egypt because I'm taking you into something new. They come out of Egypt and they face the Red Sea. What an obstacle. But what does God do? He turns water into walls and they walk through on dry land. And the very walls that was a protection to them is the walls of water that drowned the Egyptian army that pursued them. And God takes them out of Egypt. God takes them through the Red Sea. He preserves them. He keeps them safe. Why? Because Egypt was never their destination. The Red Sea was never their destination. But God had a promised land for them, but they had to walk out of Egypt and they had to walk through the Red Sea. You see, here we get it again. Advance. Go for it. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says these great words, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Listen, God's plans are always greater than your past. And he tells Israel, I have a land that's got your name on it. There's fresh plans, there's fresh land, there's a fresh place of purpose and power and destination. And I truly believe, church, that's what God is saying to us. Regardless of the incredible history of our past, and there's been good and there's been bad, regardless of the challenges of these last 14 months, God is saying, now is our time. Now is your time, my friend, to advance and move forward and believe that the same God that worked on your behalf in your yesterdays is the same God that's going to work for you today. And God says to Joshua, when he says advance, he says, Joshua, look, see. It's the very same thing that Moses did when he sent out those spies. He says, go see the land. Go check it out. Now, to come back with that good report, Caleb and Joshua, they're like, Pastor Moses, this is wonderful. Truly, it is a land that flows with milk and honey. There is such possibility. And they came back and they articulated excitement, possibility. I tell you what, their faces must have been shining. I guess they were like me. They must have almost been bouncing because of the land that God had given them. So they come back and go, we can do it. Yeah, they saw the giants. They knew that there were obstacles, but they also believed what God had said. They chose to believe God, and they saw the grapes. But 10 came back with a bad report. Isn't it amazing that in life some people see what is good about a situation? Some people can only see what's bad. The two, Joshua and Caleb, they could see the good, the potential. But then 10 came back and they quieted the people and they said, we're not able. Yes, it's true, it is a land that flows with milk and honey, but always be careful when someone then adds that to a sentence. Oh, but there are giants there. And they says that we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. There you go. The same mentality that they had in Egypt, now they have when they're checking out the promised land. In Egypt, they were treated like slaves, felt like slaves, acted like slaves, looked like slaves. And now when they see an obstacle, they revert to that type of thinking. We're like grasshoppers in our own sight. They were on the edge of something new. They were on the place of walking into everything that God had for them. But listen, they missed it because they were so consumed by what their eyes saw rather than walking according to what God had already declared. And maybe that's you, my friend, right now. You're facing a situation. You're dealing with stuff. There's things happening in your world. It may be a health issue. It may be a family issue. It may be a financial issue. And you trust God, but circumstances are saying it's never going to work out. And I want to encourage you right now. Don't lie down to the lie of the enemy who tries to amplify the negativity of why it can't be done. But I want to encourage you right now. Let faith rise in your spirit. I believe it's happening right now. That faith is getting into your spirit. And you're saying, Neil, not only as a church are we going to advance, but in my personal life, in my family life, in my financial life, I am going to walk forward right now to what God is saying. Let's make it happen. Come on, someone say amen right there. Hey, nearly 13 years ago, I had the opportunity to do what they call a tandem skydive. It was something that I had wanted to do for years. It was almost like on my bucket list. It was one of those things that I was so excited when an opportunity came to go, and it was actually a sponsorship for our Mega Kids program, and along with three others, that I was going to get to actually jump out of a plane. Now, let me be very clear. It was a tandem jump. I wasn't doing that myself. There was a professional that I was going to be harnessed to, but it was an experience that I was so looking forward to. Well, we went down to the place. We went through the instruction course. We got suited up and parachutes and all that stuff. And we got into the plane and we began to head up into the sky, into the heights. And I want to tell you something, folks. I have never been so afraid in my life. I joke about this. I think it's the one time I could almost say I could feel the color draining from my face. You know when people talk about being paralyzed with fear? I was literally, this has only happened to me once in my life, I was paralyzed with fear. I could not move. The higher that plane went up, and by the way, there wasn't a door on the plane, so I'm looking out, watching us going higher and higher and higher, and my heart was beating. I began to sweat. It was not good. When it came time for us to, we hit the altitude where it was time for us to do the jump, the instructor who I was attached to, he patted me and says, right, move. I literally couldn't move. My leg was paralyzed. I was frozen. And he had to keep pushing me because we were going to miss our opportunity, miss our slot. So excited, so looking forward to something. Fear got into my spirit and it robbed me of that blessing. Four quick things that I want to share with you today, just as we set up this whole thought on advance. If you don't deal with your fears, if you don't deal with these circumstances, you will forfeit pre-arranged blessings. What do I mean by that? God had already declared that the promised land was the children's of Israel. In fact, in Exodus 3, verse 8, God spoke to Moses and said, I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. But because they moved in fear, they forfeited the blessing that God had already preordained or prearranged for them. They forgot the fact that God had brought them out of Egypt. He brought them through the Red Sea. And guess what? He was going to take them into that land, and God was to have taken care of the giants. It was theirs. But they were prepared to forfeit what God had already declared that they were going to take hold of. I dreamt about skydiving for years. It was something that I'd planned, that I'd played through in my mind. But fear robbed me of the fun, of the blessing that God was providing for me in letting me see a dream come true. They forgot what God had already done to the Egyptians. They forgot how God had already protected them and taken care of them. You know, I was down to the post office the other day. A wee card had come through the letterbox saying that was something for us to go and collect. I went down with the appropriate ID. And as I'm waiting there, they came with a parcel. And yes, Neil Cameron, it had my address on it. And I thought to myself, how many preordained blessings has God got for us as his people? And God is sending messengers. God is speaking and says, it's yours, but we won't go and collect. You know, the children of Israel didn't even try because of negativity. I'll tell you what else fear will do. It will cause you to downgrade God's given ability. Downgrade your God-given ability, sorry. Listen, I've traveled many times and I've had a few upgrades. I've always loved that. I've never had a downgrade. That would be horrible. But they allowed what they had seen to drown out what God had already said. Why? Because the devil is great at drawing pictures of failure, pictures of you're not going to make it. The devil comes to intimidate us. And I think that's one of the challenges of social media. Sometimes going on social media is not a good thing. You look at people's posts and it looks so picture perfect. Their families are so wonderful. Everything seems to be going so good for them. And you look at that and you feel condemned and you feel less than. You feel that you're not able and you start to downgrade your potential in Christ. You see, God is not just wanting to bless us, but I truly believe that God wants to build us up. So the giants being there was an opportunity for once again the children of Israel to see the hand of God working in and through them. Is it any wonder that Job said, though he slay me, I still trust in him. It's when he was in jail that Paul said, I've learned to be content. He built Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How? By going through the fire. For David, he fought a lion and a bear and a giant and had to deal with Saul before he came into that position of king. And then even when he was anointed at Ziklag, when the men wanted to stone him, but all through it, God was helping him to be strong, become stronger, wiser, and depend totally on him. If you're not careful, number three, you'll react to the voices of the fearful. The last people you should be around are those who spread fear. When God is saying, come on, I have plans, I have purposes, I'm taking you forward. I tell you, get away from negativity. Get away from anything that would try to hold you back or push you down, or you'll become paralyzed with fear. Satan loves to paralyze the faith flow and stop the praise climate. Listen to what we read in Numbers 14, verses 1 and 2. Believing the report of the 10 doubters, the people lost heart and rebelled. Wow. They raised their voices and wept aloud, grumbling against Moses and Aaron, saying, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Listen, church, alarm bells should ring when staying in your place of bondage is more appealing than the place of freedom. When you'd rather go back than move forward, when you'd rather be restricted and confined rather than moving into the blessing of God, alarm bells should ring. You know why? Number four, fear will cause you to abandon instruction. Listen, I had been told that when I jumped out of that plane by the instructor, that when we were about to land, that I had to make sure that I lifted my legs so that he could land firmly, and then he would fall back and I would fall on top of him. Listen, fear caused me to forget everything that I had already heard. So when I landed, I didn't land on my feet, I landed on my knees, which subsequently meant that the instructor, he landed smack on his back. It was not good, not pretty, not a nice landing. I tell you what the devil wants to do. He wants fear to come into our spirit. And even though God is saying, advance, let's go, let's move forward, we forget all his scriptures. We forget all his promises. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We forget all of those words. You know, I will make a way where there is no way. Fear will cause you to abandon and lose sight of instruction and begin to rely and trust not what you hear from God, but what you see through the natural eyes. And I really want to encourage you. You can tell I'm excited about this. I believe that God is calling us to advance into a new season, to move forward into all God has for us. And church, I really want you to arrest negativity, doubt, complaint, things that are going to hold us back. It's time to advance. It's time for some of you to get back into church, in-person services. Hey, I thank God for this digital format. I thank God for what we've been able to do online. But I'll be honest, church, it is no substitute for being in the building. And for some of you, the devil said, hey, just stay where you're at. You're comfortable. It's nice and easy. It's time to advance. And maybe you're here, you're listening to my voice, and you've never given your heart to Jesus. And you can't move forward because you still find yourself in that place of restriction, of confinement, of limitation, because you've never opened up your heart to God. I would love to pray with you right now that you would respond to the love of God. God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus to come into this world, that we would have a relationship with him. And the greatest thing you can do right now is give your heart to Jesus. You want to know what life is really about? You want to walk forward into what the Bible calls abundant life? You want to move forward into what living really is? You'll only do that when you recognize him as your Lord, your King, your Savior. Come on, pray with me right now if you want to ask Christ to come into your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner, but I am so glad that you are my Savior. I want you to come into my heart right now. Forgive me of my sin, and I make you my Lord. And I know right now that by faith, regardless of what circumstances say, I now am a child of God. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, why don't you get it in the chat? I said yes. And we have people that are going to get in touch with you because you have just made the greatest decision of your life. Now, Apex Church family and friends, I really want to encourage you. I pray that you are inspired right now. I pray that some of you are ready to get from that place of being comfortable, of this is what it looks like, ready to advance into this next season of Christian life, of Christian living, of Christian purpose, with fresh vision, with fresh zeal, with a fresh desire. Why? Because we're not going to listen to the bad report. We're going to believe what God has said. And we are going to look through the eyes of faith. We are going to see, just like Joshua did, the possibility. And we are together going to advance into this next season. We are so looking forward to sharing over the next few weeks lessons from the book of Joshua. I pray right now that you sense that this is about to be a new season in your life.